Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation is a measure of the rate of rising prices of goods and services in an economy. Inflation can occur when prices rise due to increase in production costs, such as raw materials and wages. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNN Sunday says inflation is here to stay through 2022.
Americans haven't seen inflation like we've experienced. On a 12-month basis, the inflation rate will remain high into next year because of what's already happened. The COVID shock to the economy has caused disruptions that we'll be working through over the next year.
Since this time last year, gas is costing us 43% more. Inflation over the years, $1 in 1940, is equivalent to the purchasing power of about $19.59 today. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's get an update on President Biden's massive partisan social spending bill. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau explains.
With a new business week in hand, Democrats are looking to finally close the deal on President Biden's legislative agenda. And it was the aim of a meeting on Sunday in Delaware between Biden and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and a Democrat in the Senate who often votes with Republicans, West Virginia's Joe Manchin. The White House saying the three of them had a productive discussion. The meeting coming as Democrats are hoping to finally pass both the bipartisan infrastructure measure and the more partisan social infrastructure bill, which even has Democrats fighting among themselves. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that may be put to rest now as a deal is virtually at hand.
With 90% of the bill agreed to and written.
She was speaking on CNN. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz said on Newsmax Sunday, the 9 justices of the U.S. Supreme Court are good and decent people, but they're also political people who at times will base their decision on political factors.
Well, it depends on the time. Bush versus Gore, 5-4, Republicans versus Democrats. Recently, the 3 Democrats seem to be voting in tandem. Both sides claim they're applying the Constitution. The Heller case is a perfect example. You had 2 extensive opinions, each citing the history and concluding that clearly their side is right. I want to give good faith to each of the 9 justices, most of whom I know and I have known for years. They're good and decent people. They are political people. They were appointed by political presidents. They were appointed in order to achieve political results. Sometimes they follow it, sometimes they don't. I remember President Clinton was very disappointed when the justices he appointed voted against him in the Paula Jones case. And President Trump was very disappointed when the justices that he appointed voted against him. But that's the nature of things. You put on a robe, yep, and you at least are supposed to be non-political.
Yep.
Look, I agree with you, though, and I agree with the polls that show that most Americans think that politics plays a role in the Supreme Court. And that's why we have this commission thinking about expanding the Supreme Court, which would be the most political thing you could possibly do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was easy, did you? I'll tell you, don't lose your sense of humor, all right? Because otherwise, then you got to sit there and think, oh my goodness, I became a Democrat in the middle of the night. You know, that's the thing, you can pray for Democrats, and I don't mean to pick on them, but you can't help but pick on them. Because they're just a sad lot right now. They're just so uptight and just thinking. And it's probably not just, you know, the middle of the road Democrats. It's the progressives. It's the left wing of their party that is just so ideologically fixed that, you know, it's sad. They've lost their sense of humor. They can't seem to find any humor or, I don't know, any kind of levity whatsoever. I mean, they've taken over college campuses to the degree the comedians say, hey, nothing to do with that place. You know, they're just, they're not very happy folk. And that is just too bad and frustrating that that's the way they are. But, you know, what can you do? You know, it's just, it's sad. It's sad that, you know, they are that way, that they've lost their, you know, their sense of humor. And, you know, they're just not a very happy people. And, you know, and that's such a waste of energy, by the way, you know, that that's what has to happen for them. So you can't help but feel that they're, you know, having to deal, you know, with this kind of animus and emotion. What a waste, huh? I mean, can you imagine? And what they must be like to live with, you know, when you get caught up with stuff like this. So it gets to be problematic. But anyway, that set aside, our next guest, Phil Bell, joins us. And Phil has an interesting background here that we'll talk about in just a moment. But his new book, The Family Ministry Playbook, is what we're going to talk about. According to this writer and youth specialist, our kids today are walking away from their faith despite having been involved in church most of their lives. I mean, think about it. Too many are exiting their faith journey after graduation, leaving parents bewildered and hurting. And I got to say, frustrated. I don't know that there's, you know, probably the majority of households across the country are having to deal with this reality going, what is going on here? You know, I did everything I could to raise up my child in the way that they should go, that, you know, they would not depart from it. But right now they're departing from it. Phil, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me today.
Well, thanks for joining us, because I got to tell you, I have a lot of empathy, you know, for parents who are experiencing this frustrating, going, wait a minute, frustration. You know, I put my kids, they participated in Awana, they early on, we baptized them. They were very active in the church, and all of a sudden they graduate, and we send them to a school. We've saved all this money to make sure they got a, you know, Class A education, and they come back at Thanksgiving. And of course, a lot of new wave of parents this Thanksgiving will be shocked when their kids come back to go, "What happened to my kid in a couple of months while they were at college? What's going on here?"
Yeah, you know, it's the million-dollar question, so to speak. It's a barrage of things that our kids are growing up with today, first of all. They're growing up in a culture where never before are they faced with so many challenging cultural issues. There's so much gray that's presented to them. In addition, never before, I think, have we lived in such an age of just fast and furious information that comes at us, not only as parents, but as our kids that are growing up, and their brains are constantly engaged and taken away and taken in different places as well. You put that together with the family unit itself just breaking down and having all kinds of challenges more than any time before. You know, in the last 50 years, you just see how a family's changed drastically. Those things also come in to present those problems. And then lastly, you know, the big challenge, I think, for all of us as parents, and this includes me, is we're just all running too fast. We are running at such hyper speed these days. It's hard to make the investment in our kids' lives in the way that I believe God did intend us to do in the first place.
Yeah, Phil, you mentioned that. It reminds me of my word for the day as I'm going through, you know, the fruit of the Spirit. Today is patience for me. Love, joy, peace, patience. Yesterday was peace, and today it's patience. And that is before me every moment of the day. I try, and when I'm not being so patient, I'm reminded, you know, hey, what's your word? You know, so you're exactly right. We are in a very hurry-up world. I often say in presentations that I've given to people when it comes to marketing and businesses that we live in a microwave society, that we stand in front of this microwave and scream, hurry up. Even that's not fast enough. You know, so we are blazing through. The other thing is when you and I were growing up, we were warned, you know, our parents were warned about putting the TV and having the TV be a babysitter, you know, to the kids. But, in this technological age of cell phones and smartphones that really have done just the opposite, they're dumb phones. They've dumbed us all down and are controlling our thinking, and especially our kids that are so highly influenced by social media and, what has come to them and to us via our supposed smartphones.
Yeah, this is it. And again, we are barraged with so much information on a daily basis. You know, the studies out there are just absolutely crazy and wild in terms of the amount of information we get each day. And quite honestly, I don't believe that God has designed our brains and our families to be, you know, under such influence of information. He's designed us to work, but he's also designed us to rest. And it's no mistake that, you know, the first thing that Adam got to experience was a full day of rest. Then he was sent out to work. The problem is in our world today is we work furiously. We have this barrage of information as families, and then we get exhausted and we burn out, and then we crash, and then we slow down, and we wonder why. And so as families, one of the things I talk to parents about, and I talk to churches and youth workers and children's workers about, is one of the best things that we can do is to start with ourselves, to look at ourselves in the mirror and ask us, how can we find more margin? How can we slow down the pace? We don't have to be overachieving in every area of our lives. One of the best things we can do is to slow down, start listening to God, to be in His Word, to allow His Word to transform us inside out. And parents, if you're listening to this today, one of the best things that you can do for your kids is to slow down, listen to God and the Holy Spirit and what He's saying to you as a parent. But then the second thing is slow down and listen to the heart of your kids, and you'll actually see a lot more than you realize. And the problem is we're running so fast. Things are going on in our own lives and our kids' lives. We can't identify what truly is going on.
Right. Well, we're reacting. That's the deal. And as you say, this is a marathon. You know, this isn't a 50-yard dash, but we're living life like it's a 50-yard dash. And the thing is that even, you know, on the surface, it may look like people are doing better,
you know, that are on that hamster wheel of life and just, you know, burning up the treadmills and everything like that. But look what's going on. Look at the condition of our society, the increase of suicides, diseases that have entered in. And, you know, we're not a people of peace, but yet God says his peace is pursuing us. But if we're not, you know, if we're not interested in that peace and not doing the things and following the prescription that he's put before us, then, you know, look at the consequences of this, right?
Right, absolutely. And I think we are seeing the consequences. So I think the first thing, I'd say that, you know, any parents listening to this and anyone who's involved in
ministry. I'll tell you what, got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Phil after this.
Antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are, very stubbornly about that, if that's okay with you, because there's so much in today's media that is so controlled by outside agents. Let me tell you, I'm so grateful for the networks that carry this show. You know, we're not beholden to a specific ideology. We're beholden to, well, we are, I guess we can say, to a specific ideology. And that is, first of all, God, a country, the welfare of his creation. We want to align ourselves with God's purposes, that in everything that we think, do, and say, everything that is reflected here is, you know, hopefully from the throne room of God. And I stand open, you know, without any arrogance and in all humility, to say that I don't know everything, but I do work hard to try to, you know, relent and subordinate all things about this show to the honor of God. That's what this is all about. And we're grateful for Phil Bell and his heart and his ministry that, obviously is about the family ministry. In fact, he's written this book, The Family Ministry Playbook, for partnering with parents. And, you know, this is a terrific reminder, Phil, what you have done in blessing parents and blessing families, grandparents, I would even say, to look back and to, you know, kind of hit a little bit of a reset button here, and to get ourselves aligned with God's purposes for our family. Explain to our audience why you had to write this book.
That's a great question. So I spent, you know, 20 years in full-time ministry working with kids and students and seeing, you know, like you referred to at the beginning of our time, seeing kids walking away from their faith and really starting to analyze why was that. And really just over the years, looking at the things that were fruitful, that were working for families and the things that were not, but then ultimately coming back to God's word. And in Deuteronomy 6:4-9, it starts there. It says, "Hear, O Israel." And right there, Moses set up this new message for a group of people that had gone wayward to get them back on track, to allow them to pass on the faith to the next generation. And I wrote this book right to help families, to help churches come together, not just the youth workers on their own, not just the parents on their own, but to come together as a unified team to reach our kids, to reach the next generation for Christ. That's why I wrote this book.
Yeah, because the thing is, when you see the consequences, and I know that parents on bended knee have not stopped praying for their kids and going, what is going on here? How did Satan, how did the wiles of this world and this culture take over the consciousness of my child after all that I've invested from day one, you know, praying for this child, even before he was born. And now here he is, you know, and she is walking away from the faith. And you can't help but feel the pain of parents and grandparents who are seeing their kids buying into the contemporary culture and walking away from the things that they've been trained under for so long, you know, and it's back. We're back into the Garden of Eden. You know, did God really say? And all these things are brought into question. And I guess the word of encouragement that I want to, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that I want to give to parents is hang in there. You know, God is greater than the influences of this culture. And, you know, and it will be, it's going to be more than all right, because we can trust the one who, you know, knitted your child together in the womb, in your very womb with, you know, the plans and purposes of his divine calling. Right.
Absolutely. And I would say, you know, I've seen enough over the years, and I'm sure you have as well, where, you know, kids do walk away from their faith, or apparently seem to walk away from their faith. And then they go off into the world. Sometimes it is purely this adolescent brain trying to be independent and autonomous and figure out and deconstruct and then reconstruct everything for themselves. A lot of the time, parents, if you're listening to this today, what your kids are going through is actually deconstructing what they know to be true and trying to put it back together and trying to make sense of it. It seems like they might be walking away from their faith. For a lot of kids, it's actually this process of being an autonomous, independent adolescent, which goes all the way into the mid-20s. So often what we do see, parents, is we see these kids who, you know, they'll get married, they'll have kids, life suddenly throws normal life things at them, and suddenly they realize, oh, wow, I really do need my faith. I really do believe. I really do need to stand on some things that are firm. So I would say, first of all, be encouraged, parents, for the investment that you make over the years. You might not see it today, but you will hope to see it in the future. And then the second thing I talk about in my book, but it's so, so important, is to build a unified team around your kids, whether they are, you know, young, you know, 5, 6, 7, or whether they are in their teenage years. As a parent, you're not alone. You shouldn't be alone. With even with your kids, to go through the process of identifying who are the people in their life who have a faith, who are adults in their lives, that could be a team around them, that rather than just them being around your kids kind of loosely, but you could actually go to them as a parent and say, hey, look, I'm struggling as a parent trying to figure out how to raise my kid in the faith. I'm doing as much as I can, but could we take this relationship you have with my kid one step further? Can I give you some things that we're talking about? Can I tell you a little bit more about them? Can you come together with me and pray for my kid? And what I've seen powerfully happen over the years is when you can build a team around your kids, that's when powerful things happen. And we even, in the previous church I was at, we used to talk about one of five, or if you could identify five people in your kids' lives and then get them to be a partner with you and to build a team around them, that's where you'll see a big influence and a great big difference too.
What about the kids that influence them? What do you do there?
That's a great question. And again, we're talking about independent, autonomous teenagers, or, you know, a lot of time with the younger kids, as a parent, you can talk in concrete terms to them. But when your kids get to be teenagers, they want to figure out the world for themselves. And a lot of time, the last thing they want to do is listen to their parents. But what I say to parents is, you are moving in that moment from being a teacher to your kids, giving them concrete information and stuff that they need to know. You are moving to become more of a coach to them. So rather than tell them these kids are not a good influence, ask questions like, hey, what kind of friends do you need in your life who are going to edify you or build you up and help you along? What are the kind of influences that you need in your life that are going to help you make good decisions? What do you think will be the consequences of hanging out with people like this or that? You know, so rather than making judgments, making statements, and rather than being a teacher, parents of teenagers, try to see yourself more as the coach to your kid, who's asking pertinent, important questions to them. And obviously, point them to God's word, most importantly, and let them start diving into it and discovering it for themselves as well.
Well, as we know from God, who knows the end from the beginning, you know, that end point is implanted in the very conscience. And I think that's the challenge that, whether it's kids, adults, that we all are faced with, and that is to understand and to apprehend that end point. You know, where is it that we need to be that God can say to us, well done, thy good and faithful servant?
Well, you know, I think that's a great question. That's a really great question. And I think as parents is we just need to continue to be faithful and available to our kids. And I've got a friend who wrote the foreword to this book. His name's Jim Burns. He's the president of Homeward. Great, great man of God. And he's just written an incredible book about, you know, raising your kids or continuing to raise your kids when they're grown adults and what that relationship looks like. And so I'd say to parents is your job is never finished. You just continue to be faithful and available to your kids, knowing that your efforts seeking God each day to invest in your kids is going to bring a fruit and is going to bring a harvest for you. But you just don't know what that's going to look like or when that is going to come to fruition.
And I like that idea, how you framed this, Phil, that we become coaches. And it's that coaching style that I think that we need to transition to. And I think that sometimes parents misunderstand how that role changes and how much more effective we can be if we're able to affect that transition, right? We got about 20 seconds left.
That's it. So absolutely. So parents, first of all, it starts with you. No matter where you've been, you're not alone, and God can start with you and use you for powerful things. But if you've got teenagers, start learning to ask questions and direct your kids to God's word, and they will find the answers to themselves. It might take a while, but they will get there.
Exactly. Thank you, Phil Bell. Appreciate it.
Tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation is a measure of the rate of rising prices of goods and services in an economy. Inflation can occur when prices rise due to increase in production costs, such as raw materials and wages. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNN Sunday says inflation is here to stay through 2022.
Americans haven't seen inflation like we've experienced on a 12-month basis. The inflation rate will remain high into next year because of what's already happened. The COVID shock to the economy has caused disruptions that we'll be working through over the next year.
Since this time last year, gas is costing us 43% more. Inflation over the years, $1 in 1940, is equivalent to the purchasing power of about $19.59 today. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got Bob Edelman joining us now, a regular contributor to the New American Magazine, writing primarily on economics and politics. And boy, two hot topics right now, Bob.
Well, it's a virtual writer's annuity, Bill. Thanks for inviting me onto the show.
Hey, always great to have you here. Clearly what's happening in the world of economics, I mean, the Biden administration, Jane Psaki, all the talking heads would not want us to believe the pain that we're feeling in our pocketbook, what we're seeing at the gas pumps or at the grocery store. Those are your lying eyes. So who are you going to believe, your lying eyes? Are you going to believe the Biden administration that says all is well, this is all transitory, just a temporary kind of thing? It's not going to be very long-lasting, although there weren't even Democrats, economic experts on the left saying that, this is going to take some time here.
Well, I'm always amazed not only at the cratering of the Biden approval rate, but also the covering up of what appears to be a bubble. Mm-hmm. The Wall Street people continue to push stocks higher. But the underlying foundation has been so far stretched from reality. It's not part of my article, but there's something called the reversion to the mean. And this is often when stocks are so overpriced that they are bound to come down, but they fall down below the average or the mean. Mm-hmm. So they, what happens is the stock's at, what, 35,000 on the Dow or something.
Mm-hmm.
If the average or the mean over time, a straight line, would be, say, 25,000 or 30, you know, the reversion to the mean means it would drop below. We could see, you know, just making up numbers here, the Dow dropping to 20 before it turns back up again. Wow. This bodes ill for the Democrats. And what I'm amazed with is that the Democrat pollsters and pundits are also getting very, very nervous about what's likely to happen in November a year from now.
Well, it only serves these stock market experts right. I mean, after all, they're the ones that, you know, was the wind beneath the wings of this Joe Biden election. You know, call it what you want. But, you know, they were there cheering it on. And look at you got what you asked for. And you're finding out that there's no there there, that really what Joe Biden is living on and what this country is living on, what was put into motion 4 years earlier.
Yes, it's the Trump momentum. Mm-hmm. I just before the show, Bill, pulled up the latest poll numbers from Real Clear Politics.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the end all and do all, but I do find it most gratifying. They've printed a graph of Biden's approval rating. It peaked in April at 55%. It went negative in August and is now down to, according to them, 43%. And they're not even including the latest poll from Zogby that shows that the approval rate has dropped to 36%. Mm. Or to reverse it, say the disapproval rate is well over 60%.
Wow.
It's just spectacular. It's jaw-dropping. And there are some, there's one in particular pollster that I put great credence in, who has basically said that they're sleepwalking into disaster mm-hmm. because they're not recognizing what they're doing with their poll, with their agenda. They are violating every rule of political sustainability by offending the very people they need to vote to keep them in power.
Well, Bob, two things here, and I keep saying this. In the primaries, these were the policies that were presented to their constituents, to fellow Democrats, left, you know, progressives, you know, the whole Democratic wing of the political process. And only 30% roughly said that, hey, you're my guy. I like what you have to offer. I mean, Kamala Harris couldn't even, you know, get above 3%, and she was even out before her own home state could vote. I mean, that's how, what a disaster it was. So now here we are. They somehow managed to win the election, the general election, and they're, you know, true to their form and what they presented in the primaries, they're now shoving down everybody's throat. And is it any wonder that they're lucky to get 30% roughly, más o menos, approval of their programs here? And the thing is, see, I think we give them too much benefit of the doubt. We think that, hey, they're just making mistakes here. I don't think so at all, Bob. I think they're doing this by design. This is leading to something that is very nefarious. It is Marxist. They want to do away with our Constitution, the American dream, as most Americans would relate to it. This has been a coup from day one, and it's a takeover of our constitutional republic.
Bill, it's very nice to hear someone who agrees with me entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Rather little happens in politics that wasn't planned that way.
Right.
I have a good friend that's done his homework, perhaps as well as maybe better than I, who says that this whole COVID virus, he describes it as a military attack by our enemy, China, against its number one enemy, the United States. He describes it as a military attack.
And the thing is, and I think he's exactly right. I mean, because there was a Chinese scientist, I mean, one of the top virologists who came out risking her family, and she was on Tucker Carlson. Boy, but they did everything they could to, after Tucker Carlson, I think she may have done another one, maybe two interviews, that was it. But she came out and said, no, this was done on purpose. And the thing is that not only was it done by design and on purpose by the Chinese, but then you have to look at all the
the people here in this country, elected officials who went along, who got on Trump's back, said, oh, you're a xenophobe, you know, because you want to close down the borders and all this other stuff that's going on. Dr. Fauci, we find, and we knew this early on, had people already there. I mean, he invested in the Wuhan laboratory. This guy has made it clear in hearings before Congress that he is a gain-of-function guy. That's his heartbeat. So this is what they were doing, and gain of function. I keep reminding everybody, this is very, it's a very soft, palatable term for biological warfare. And this is exactly what was perpetrated not only on the United States, but the world. Yes, China is getting everybody to buckle their knee to their enforcement one way or another. Either we're going to force it through COVID, or we're going to do it through the Belt and Road Initiative.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I think that the, as I say, the agenda is, you have called it nefarious. Mm-hmm. I use a much more difficult word. It is a Marxist attack.
Yes.
Driven by Satan. I was doing a little reading. David Jeremiah is mm-hmm. one of my favorite theological writers.
Right.
And he did a study of the background of Karl Marx. His life was an example of how Satan can take an individual and turn him into a most miserable example of what Satan has in mind. It was an extraordinary study. So let's remember what's happening here. This is not right versus left. It's not Republicans versus the Democrats. It's light versus darkness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
it
I'm
really is.
Very pleased yeah. that more and more people are waking up to this. I was a little distressed at how little resistance there was to these COVID / mask / vaccine mandates. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to see some people are finally stepping to the plate. Some of them are suffering enormously as a result.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
It's beginning to turn. And I begin to look at the airline pilots and the truckers and the parents and the school boards. And, you know, I'm just more and more encouraged than I've been in a long, long time. And I'd like to extend the remarks. I don't want to turn this into a bill, a infomercial for the John Birch Society.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, and most of your listeners know, the New American Magazine and its blog, thenewamerican.com, is sponsored by the JBS.
Mm-hmm.
The JBS is stronger now, both financially and politically, than we've ever been. And I take great comfort in that. That all of a sudden, people who are criticizing the society for being out of line and suggesting that all this was nefarious are now saying, my gosh, the Birchers are right. What can I do?
Exactly. Well, it is time for the awakening of what they refer to often as the silent majority, right, Bob? And I think this is what we're starting to see, and we all ought to be encouraged. We've got more from Bob.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation with Bob Edelman continues, the New American Magazine regular contributor, writing primarily on economics and politics. You know, Bob, as you were saying earlier, I don't know that we can say it hard enough for the American people, because our constitutional republic is under attack. It's been at war for decades, if the truth be known. And the fact of the matter is, and you've got to put it right at the feet, at the doorstep of the Democratic Party. Now, we're not talking JFK's Democratic Party. We're not talking your grandfather, maybe even the early days of your father's Democratic Party. It has gone off the hinges. It has been taken over by progressives and the hard left that are Marxist. In training, I mean, by training, this isn't by accident. This, you know, when Barack Obama told everybody that this was going to be the start of fundamentally transforming America, you know, people applauded like a bunch of SEALs to go along and think it was so cool. You know, we were getting our first black president. Little did we know that, you know, disguised by the color of his skin and the hope that maybe, just maybe, we could put this racial divide in the rearview mirror once and for all. Little did we know what we were turning over to this president. All the power that he needed to fundamentally transform the country. And look what 8 years of Biden and Obama gave us. And here we are after 4 great years under Trump, all things considered. And I'm sorry if people were offended by his tweets and all that sort of thing. But I'll tell you, I was not offended by being energy independent. I was not offended by having the lowest unemployment rate that we've had in recent history. I was not offended that Israel was at the table with 4 Arab nations about ready to approve some Middle East peace that heretofore had never been, it had only been hoped for, but never had we come this close. Our southern border was closed. Not offended by that whatsoever. But I guess, you know, according to the electors, the majority of Americans were somehow offended and thought that Joe Biden, who conducted his campaign locked down in his home and in his bunker, that somehow he could get 80 million votes, more votes than Barack Obama, with all his charm and charisma. Joe Biden outpaced Barack Obama in vote getting in the 2020 elections. That's what they want us to believe, just like they want us to suspend reality and believe that all this inconvenience of inflation is just transitory, right?
I've written in the past about the fraud that took place in November of 2020. People occasionally ask me, well, I don't want to read all that stuff. He said, just point me to the place where I can get, for me, all the information I need about what happened. And I have found it, and it's called the Navarro Report. N-A-V-A-R-R-O, Navarro Report. Mm-hmm. Peter Navarro was an advisor to the Trump administration, and he did a study on the election. And for those of you listeners, your listeners, who maybe still would like to have, either have some doubts or would like to have the proof or just have at hand evidence, it's called the Navarro Report. I'm not pushing it necessarily, but I thought it was the best summary of the case that Biden is a usurper, a faux president, a fake, phony, fraudulent, what you want to call a hologram for president. But I'd like to move our conversation to a different direction, Bill.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm looking at the November midterms. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the polls, and I'm looking at the Democrat advisors and pollsters who are saying that the Democrat Party not only is in desperate trouble, but the policies they're following are going to destroy the party itself, and that they have no chance after 2022 of having any kind of clout or even a majority to think about for the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. My point.
They're saying it's going to crumble by 2030. There will be no Democratic Party as we know it today.
I'd like to focus on what happens after. Mm-hmm. It looks like the Republicans will regain control of the House, maybe gaining as many as 40 or 50 seats. One of the Democrat pollsters that I follow has suggested that the Senate will be in control of Republicans, 57 to 43. What then? That's really the question that I'd like to address. I'm just trying to talk around a little bit. Mm-hmm. Will we, in fact, replace the existing rascals with more rascals and not solve our fundamental underlying problem, which is the destruction of the Constitution?
Exactly.
Or will enough of those people come in understanding not only the battle that you and I are aware of, but what is necessary to restore the republic and regain our footing after years and decades of this dreadful attack by the left? I'd like to talk about that. How is that likely to happen? If Nancy Pelosi loses the speakership and she decides to retire, who's going to replace her? And my suggestion is it really doesn't matter. She has an 80% approval rating in her district, and whoever replaces her will be just like her. So the real issue isn't who. It's the people who are voting for them that need to be reached and touched and educated. And that is really the role that so many of us are involved in, is to create the understanding that this is not a democracy, as you have pointed out. It's a constitutional republic, limited government, where most of the rules are made by individuals following the morals taught by the Holy Scriptures.
Yes. Well, Bob, you bring up a good point. And first of all, to manage expectations, because the Republicans had control of everything at one point, and they were unable to bring it you know, to bring it over the mountain, you know, all but one vote. John McCain, thank you very much for whatever ego was involved. He did a lot of injury to the Republican Party for that one vote and that arrogant thumb down vote that he gave, which might as well have been, you know, another digit of his hand to Donald Trump and the American people. Just saying that aside, but this is the problem, is that we have to manage the expectation that there are rhinos, that there are well-entrenched Republicans in place that have been co-conspirators, in a sense, with the Democratic Party. And there has to be a wholesale exit and cleanup on all the aisles of the store. And it's going to take, you're exactly right, the onus is on we the people. We the people, you know, can no longer accept a low information voter. I mean, because look what happened. Look what it's cost us. You know, people are finding out they've got to go fight CRT. They've got to fight inflation. They've got wars all over, and our constitutional freedoms are being stolen from us right before our very eyes. This is what happens when you acquiesce and you accommodate, and you do not know, first of all, that you're ignorant of your own constitution and the laws that are afforded to you. So if we the people do not step up, then you know what? We deserve to have the ruling elite, you know, tell us what to do, as they have been doing. So we have to manage expectation. It's going to take a while. It's not going to happen in 2 years to, you know, after the general election and we get to the midterms. It's going to be, a serious and a long fought out battle, because just like, you know, when you decide one day, okay, hey, look at, I've really gained a lot of weight here. You know, you're not going to shed 30 pounds in 1 week. It takes a process and takes time. But the corruption is so deep. I mean, right now, you and I, we're just talking about the bicameral House, and we're talking about the White House. We haven't even start to take a look at the FBI and all the other three-letter agencies and how corrupt they've become.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I see what's happening with our time, Bill, and it's running short. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a suggestion, and I'm always trying to look at the, you know, the positives, the glasses half full and so on.
Yeah, I'm with you.
One of the most effective tools the Birch Society is using currently to educate people is something called, it's a six-video series, a lesson series, a lesson plan, if you will, called The Constitution is the Solution.
Mm-hmm.
And it's available at jbs.org for a small price. And I think it's an extraordinary presentation, not only of understanding the Constitution, which has been ignored and abrogated and attacked, but also using the tool of the Constitution to repair the Republic.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite an extraordinary presentation. It's called The Constitution is the Solution, and it's available at jbs.org. And I highly recommend it for those people who say, I've had enough, I need to know more, I want to do more,
exactly.
I need to get better informed. It's a wonderful tool, great place to get started.
And Bob, this is great, and I'm glad you're referring people to this series, because you're exactly right. You know, in much like an airplane pilot, if you can imagine, what does he do when he gets behind and he's flying the plane, and it's his responsibility? He goes to the manual. The manual tells him everything about that plane. His training has told him everything about that plane. And if there's any problem that comes up while he's in flight, he refers to the manual, right, to make sure the plane stays on course. In much the same way, that's what our Constitution offers us. And people ask, as they're asking you, Bob, you know, what do I do? I just feel like we're so overwhelmed here. Well, you'd be surprised. You just have to be strategic and intentional. And if you do the right things, we can start moving the needle in a positive direction and reclaim this government for our kids and our grandkids, right?
I think it's already started.
Yeah,
you know, it's hard to predict an awakening, a revival at the beginning. But I think we are at the beginning of a great revival.
Well, from God's lips to our ears, let me say, Bob Adelman, thank you so much for being with us. JBS.org is where you want to go.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
The final